This is episode 134 of the Rohit Radio Show. Let's begin. Here are three core investments you must make. Number one, wealth protection. Number two, wealth preservation. And number three, wealth expansion. Let us look at each one of these points one by one. So number one, wealth protection. By wealth protection, what I mean is you first have to protect what you already have, or you first have to protect what you have already earned. How do you do that? Well, the answer is very simple. You go out and you buy medical insurance. The reason why medical insurance is important is because in the unfortunate event that you face some medical emergency in your family, in the absence of medical insurance, it might put a hole in your bank balance. The first thing that you want to do is to protect your assets. You want to protect what you already have or have already earned. So the first thing you need to do is buy medical insurance for all of your family members and for yourself. This is like building a financial wall around your family. Please note that I am not talking about life insurance here. I am specifically talking about medical insurance. Medical costs are rising and you have to account for those rising costs. The first thing you have to do is to cover your risks, and medical insurance is the best way that you can cover your financial risk. That is why I call this wealth protection. Number two, wealth preservation. Now, what do I mean by wealth preservation? This is about preserving the value of what you have or the value of what you have earned. The previous point was about protecting your wealth in the case of an unfortunate event like a medical emergency. Your bank balance might drop significantly if there is a medical emergency in your family and you don't have medical insurance. That's why you need that protection. But in this particular point, I am not talking protection. I am talking about preserving the value of your bank balance. So what you have in your bank is not really money. It is currency, and a currency is designed to lose value over time. So you have to preserve the purchasing power of what you have saved or what you have earned. And the only way to do that is by investing in gold and silver, because gold and silver have maintained their purchasing power for the past 5,000 years of recorded human history. 5,000 years ago, gold had purchasing power. Even today, gold has purchasing power. 5,000 years from now, do you think the currency that you are using will have any purchasing power at all? The answer is absolutely not. And by the way, 5,000 years from now, you won't be here. Please understand the difference between currency and money. Gold and silver are money. What you have in your bank is not money. It is called as currency. So protect yourself against inflation. You have to invest in gold and silver to preserve the value of what you own. You really don't have a choice. That is why I call this point as wealth preservation. Number three, wealth expansion. By wealth expansion, what I mean is invest in your own financial education, because better education leads to better awareness. Better awareness leads to better choices. Better choices leads to better results. Better results leads to better productivity. Better productivity leads to more income. More income leads to more assets. More assets leads to more passive income. And passive income ultimately gives you financial freedom. So all of your wealth expansion is going to come from the financial education that you have acquired. So education is one of the most important investments that you can ever do in your life. Warren Buffett has said that the best investment you can ever make in your life is an investment in yourself. So take the time to improve your financial IQ. Take the time to improve your personality. Work on your personal development. Upgrade your skill sets. Take as much education as you can to keep up with the changes in the economy and the times. So those were the three core investments that I wanted to discuss with you: wealth protection, wealth preservation, and wealth expansion. Hope this helps you. Thank you so much.